Hi, I'm Alexandra Ortega, Managing Editor for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, lifestyle, arts, and events. In this episode, we'll be talking to SLC rock duo Baby Girl and listening to tracks from their new split EP. Formed in mid-2012, Baby Girl comprises Chris Wadsworth on guitar and vocals and Jordan Fairbanks on drums. Carrying over the raunchy lyrics and humorous attitude to live shows they had in previous bands, they gained a quick following in SLC and shortly released their debut full-length album, A Name and a Blessing, in February 2013. Recently, the band collaborated with Portland-based rock trio Gaytheist to release a four-track self-titled split EP, which came out earlier this week. We'll be listening to an interview I conducted with the duo a few weeks ago later in this episode, but first we're going to be playing the tracks from their self-titled split EP. This first track is called Bukkake. You just heard Bukkake from Baby Girl's self-titled split EP. Let's hear my interview with the band conducted in our podcast studio. You guys have a new split coming out with Gaytheist from Portland.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is that all about?
Well, they've been coming through town a lot, and we've been fortunate enough to be on those shows. And then after a couple of shows with them, they asked us if we wanted to do a split with them.
Cool. Yeah, we lucked out and got on a couple of bills when they were coming through, and they just happened to like us because we're just as goofy and dumb as they are. So
that's a good quality in a band.
And so yeah, they
or in people.
They asked us if they wanted to go on, if we wanted to go on tour with them.
Yeah.
Because they've been, you know, they've been on tour with like Big Business and a bunch of other awesome
Red Fang
Red Fang and yeah, they're awesome.
Sweet. Yeah. And so I take it it's a full-length split?
No, it's like two songs each.
It's like seven minutes. Each side. 7 minutes, yeah.
We recorded part of it up in Portland, because we're also working on a full-length. But we recorded part of it in Portland, and then the other song we did with Andy Patterson.
We recorded a lot. We did like seven songs in Portland, and then we did like eight more songs with Andy Patterson. Mm-hmm. But Stefan up in Portland mixed and mastered all of it.
Stefan Hux. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which he did Gaytheist Records, too. And he's done like Big Business and you know, Red Fang.
He did one of the Red Fang albums. He did the Bastard Feast album.
Yeah.
Oh, love that album. Like, that Bastard Feast album.
It's disgusting.
And that guy.
Yeah.
That guy can record some shit. Like, he's really Sweet. Awesome.
Cool. And yeah. So, is it going to be released in a vinyl format, digital format?
It's good. We were trying to do vinyl, but we ran out of time and didn't have money to print it, so we're doing cassettes.
Nice.
We're doing a cassette split, yeah.
Cassettes are the new thing. Like, I have actually, I will buy that because I've been trying to get more.
Oh, I buy cassettes all the time.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more cassettes for my truck. I remember when I talked to you last time when you had recorded A Name and a Blessing, you recorded it in 6 hours. And
yeah, it was really fast.
Yeah, and so you mentioned the next batch of recordings you were going to take more time on. Has that translated over to what you've done with this EP?
I think the stuff we did with Stefan was probably like,
I think it was
10 hours?
No, it was like 24 hours.
Was it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was like 2 days straight, like nonstop. It ended up being about 24 hours of recording time.
Wow.
That's just for like some of the songs.
And that was only for like half the record, half the full length.
Gotcha.
And as far as time goes, we did that in October. in August. We did that last August.
It takes time.
And so here we are now. We haven't released anything yet.
It's good to take time, man. That's awesome. And so how do you think that the songs that you're putting forth on this split EP are going to differ from your songs on A Name and a Blessing?
The first one, on A Name and a Blessing, we were just jerking off. And on this one, we took more time jerking off.
A Name and a Blessing was really, really fast. Like, those songs just happened like that. Like
It was like right after we met, too.
Yeah, like they just kind of happened, and we're like, good enough. Let's go record. And like these songs, we took a lot more time with. Even with the EP, we took a little bit more time with those songs.
Yeah.
Like those songs in particular, because we were gonna put them on our full length, and we're like, maybe those ones don't quite make the full length. Let's make them a split.
That's a good idea.
So.
And so, what is the EP called, or are there different names for either side of the EP?
We didn't end up like actually naming it. But we were talking about a bunch of names. I think if we press more of them afterwards, they might have a name. But one of the ones we were talking about was Come On Guys.
I think that was the winner, actually.
Yeah, Come On Guys.
Yeah, we were talking to Jason from Gaytheist, and that was like the winner was Come On Guys.
Cool.
It's silly.
Yeah.
But our full length, our new one that's going to come out soon, it's entitled Income Poop.
Income Poop.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And so, you mentioned that these songs were in the same batch of recordings, and it's not something you're going to include on the full length, but do you think it'll kind of give us a little teaser as to what we can expect with Income Poop?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be in the same vein as the whole record, for
cool.
sure.
Yeah.
And they're not as cool. Is the other songs on the full length, in my opinion.
But the full length isn't even cool.
But the full length is not even cool either, so... No, I don't know. I'm drunk.
You guys, you're playing Crucial Fest 5 this year.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. And I think we're actually playing the same night. You're playing the same night as Filth Lords.
Yep.
So that's going to be fun.
I'm excited about that.
Cool. What can we expect from Crucial Fest 5? Any new material off of these upcoming releases?
Pretty much all new material.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There's a few songs from Name and a Blessing that we just keep playing because we don't know how to do anything else, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're the ones that people can relate to because they've heard them a lot.
I haven't seen you guys for a second. Would you say your goofy-ass stage presence is still pretty much the same, or has it gotten worse?
We're still not good at our instruments. We still can't sing in key. We quantize all of the drums.
Well, you guys actually are good at your instruments.
Oh, thank you.
Like, really good.
Jordan's all right. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. He's just only the best damn drummer in the whole world.
Luckily for Chris, there's no other string instruments, so if he misses a note, it sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Because I'm trying to play along with anyone else, so yeah, I can hit whatever damn note I want. And cool. As long as it's tight with the drums, it doesn't matter what I play.
So what are the songs called on the new EP?
Sleazebag and Bukkake.
Yep.
Cool. And I remember you guys telling me that kind of when you write lyrics, it's a little bit more as like rhythmic vocal filler, as it well not filler,
that's a good way to put it. It's definitely filler.
But not filler in a bad way, because it definitely contributes to the song. Is that still kind of your lyric writing approach?
We've gotten a little more serious with lyrics, but not really.
Serious. That's my quotation, serious. As in, like, what are some of the new lyrics you were coming up with yesterday?
In God We Thrust.
Yeah, serious like that.
They have a political slant to them.
Yeah.
What was the other one? It was like Asperger's, but it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, it was Asperger's.
Asperger's, that's what it was. Yeah,
nice.
Serious like that.
Yeah.
Those are some serious lyrics. Like, we took a long time to come up with those ones.
Cool. And so, you know, I don't want to put you guys in a... like in a weird situation. Well, I do want to put you guys in a weird situation, but
I don't know, man. We're in this weird box right now.
In regard to Gaytheist's part in the EP, what's that like?
They're all right, I guess.
Yeah, they're pretty mediocre at best.
I've seen better drummers.
Yeah.
Jordan's not shaking his head, now Chris is shaking his head.
Nick is the most insane drummer on the face of the planet.
Cool.
And he's like also like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his diet consists of whiskey, cigarettes, and cheeseburgers with no veggies.
Literally. And he goes around talking like this. He's like, hey. he's that guy.
And then he gets behind the drums and he just destroys everything.
Probably gonna live till he's like 98.
Probably. Yeah. He's gonna chain smoke cigarettes every single day for the rest of his life.
That's awesome. So you feel like it's probably sort of like the same sort of stuff that Gaytheist has been doing, but just as awesome as everything they've ever done?
Yes,
definitely.
The new stuff, it's like super like pop punky,
mm-hmm.
but like just as much like attitude behind it.
Yeah,
so.
Cool. Can you kind of give us a little background as to how you sort of hooked up with Gaytheist?
It was just via Craigslist.
Nice.
Just by playing shows with them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Hanging awesome. Out, giving them a place
and
to stay.
We gave them a few places to stay when they came through a few times. And
they've helped us get shows in Portland. And
yeah, we went to Portland, play shows up there, and they're just really good people. Too bad they suck at their instruments. Except for Nick. I'm sorry, Tim, and I'm sorry, Jason.
When does this EP officially come out? When can people get it?
I think beginning of May is when it's going to be out.
We leave on tour with them May 3rd.
Nice. Where are you guys going?
We're starting in Portland, going to Seattle, going to Boise, playing a show at ABG's in Provo,
mm-hmm.
and then Salt Lake the next night.
And at Bartolux.
At Bartolux. And then we're doing Reno, San Francisco, Chico.
So, once the EP does come out, how can people get it?
I'm sure we'll have it on Bandcamp.
I'm sure it'll be all over the interwebs, yeah.
And you can just send us an email and we'll send it to you in a bag full of poop.
Nice, cool. That's how we get the tape then.
Yes,
the poop.
Yeah, you gotta lick it clean.
Cool. Your band camp is babygirl.bandcamp.com. Girl spelled G-U-R-L, right?
Yeah, baby yes. girl.
Baby girl.
And what's your email?
Babygirlband@gmail.com.
Facebook, blah.
Facebook, blah.
Yeah.
Cool. So you have a couple new releases coming out. Mm-hmm. You have a tour coming out. But the tour's coming out. People can buy the tour. Like,
yeah, absolutely. I mean,
it's like $3 million.
What else is in the cards?
Well, unfortunately for this tour, we're not going to have any hard copies of our new record. That's pretty much done now.
Yeah.
There's just dumb, stupid little things we got to tweak, but
yeah.
We're going to try to get it available and like get business cards to hand out so people
nice.
Have a place to go get it for free, download, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. And we were talking about not having a CD release party or anything. We were just going to just have it.
One day we just have it there.
Yeah. And then if you want it, you just go get it.
Cool.
And pretty soon, we're going to try to get the artwork done and get hard copies in people's hands because I know people want that. We would really like to get some vinyl going, ultimately, but we all know how cheap that is.
How not time-consuming it is.
Yeah.
And how long it doesn't take to make it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And how interested people aren't by the time it comes out.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
It's reverse day.
Pretty much once we have it, we want people to be able to hear it in any way that they can.
Yeah. Cool. And it's not going to be a grandiose thing like we're just going to build it up. It's just
build
like,
it up. Build it up. Build it up.
One of these days, we're just going to be like, oh, it's available. Go get it. And people are going to be like, wait, you have a new album out? It's like, oh, yeah. You didn't know?
Dummy.
Fucking idiots.
You guys are stupid.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Cherry. And if you like your geek news with a bit of a twist, then you'll love
Hello, Sweetie.
Hello, Sweetie podcast brings you the latest and greatest geek news and information from an all-female panel.
We'll bring you the most recent information about movies, TV, comic books,
video games, roller derby, pop culture, and more. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on Facebook.
For your weekly dose of geek culture from a female perspective, tune in to
Hello, Sweetie.
Now that we're back from break, let's hear another track from Baby Girl's self-titled split EP. This track is called Sleazebag.
Where I can't sleep at night.
okay?
Okay.
But I want you to watch after my dog.
Okay.
And my ma.
Okay.
And my pa.
Okay.
And you better not go to that bar, bitch.
Fuck you.
If I hear that you're there, I'm gonna fucking kill you, you dumb hoe.
You just heard Sleazebag off of Baby Girl's self-titled split EP. Visit slugmag.com to find links to download their albums and to find more info on Baby Girl. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter @slugsoundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, that's me, Christian Schultz, Henry Glasheen, and John Ford. The executive producer is Angela Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colden. Next week, Slug writer Taylor Hoffman will be talking to Miss Veronica, as well as the owner of the Dahlia Room. Thanks for listening.